I'd like to ask you again, let's say beginning of the war years, where did you live? You said to me that you still live above the store.
Mm-hmm.
And Toby was living there too?
Yes.
He wasn't, was he married yet? Or?
No.
Yeah, so you were all living together.
Yeah.
How about your brother? Your brother lived there as
no.
well? Yeah. When did you start, did you live anywhere else
no.
besides that? And then you built your home. Mm-hmm. When did that happen?
Oh, about 51, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
How did you go about doing that? You folks had owned the land, is that right?
Oh, yeah, we'd owned the land for a long time.
A long time, yes.
We owned this whole thing, three lots along in here.
Three lots along...
Where that big house is, we owned that lot, too.
Along Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you go about building the house? The house is quite special. You can see it from the outside. It's different from every other house on this block.
Well, we knew that this fellow that built the house, he was building some other houses around, you know. And so I thought, well, it's a compact little house, not bad. Better than living up there. By that time, Toby was married and the place was too small for two families.
I see.
So we decided to get out. And so I contacted this builder about the house, and that's how it started. Yeah.
And so the design is different, though. You picked the design, didn't you?
You mean the design?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little simple. That was what I wanted, you know, some simple little place. What I really wanted to do, see, we own property uptown. So what I really wanted to do was build a commercial building.
Oh, yeah.
Build a restaurant downstairs.
All right.
With living quarters upstairs, a flat upstairs.
Uh-huh.
It was right across the street from that Shanghai restaurant, see?
Oh, yes.
Where the parking lot is now. Well, we own that property. And that's what we wanted to do. Young backed off. He wouldn't do it. But I thought that was a good deal.
Would you just felt it wasn't a good deal to do that, or?
I don't know. He's kind of funny about it. Anyway, he wouldn't do it.
But then you have this house. So it's a very nice house out here.
Then it was a long time afterward. It was a long time after that. Then we decided. Then I decided it was that I wanted. He said that when his father passed away, we would move out. See, and then he wouldn't do it. He wanted to stay there.
Is that right?
He'd born there and lived there all his life. He didn't want to go anyplace else. But I didn't. I wouldn't do it. See, and I said, well, I'll, on my own, you know, I will take this over. So.
So you dealt with a contractor and got this place built for the most part.
And then when he saw that I was really in earnest, and he got interested. Mm-hmm.
What about your, I guess, I don't know if it's a hobby or what, of growing things. We talked today a lot about what's in your garden and so on. When did that interest come up? You couldn't grow anything in town, I guess, so it must have been when you got out here.
Well, no, I always like to fool around outside, you know, in the yard. And when we lived up there, upstairs, you know, where the back door where we came out of the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
That was all, there was a barn, you know, where his, where that little house is, where his warehouse is.
Yes.
There was a barn there because they had kept a horse and buggy there.
Oh.
And then from there to the sidewalk, and to the back of the store was all yard.
Dirt.
Yeah.
In those days.
Yeah.
The parking lot today.
And when I got there, and they didn't have the horse and buggy anymore, but they still had the barn.
Uh-huh.
Well, I started a garden. You know, I got out there and started a garden. I had all kinds of stuff growing over there.
Vegetables,
yeah,
Chinese vegetables,
stuff.
American stuff.
And the funny part was that I grew broccoli, see.
Uh-huh.
And when, during this time, the restaurant, not the restaurant we were in, but this other one was run by a couple of guys, and they asked me to come over and help them.
Mm-hmm.
During the time the soldiers were here, and there's so mm-hmm. many people, see. And so they would come and ask for beef with, some kind of greens, I forgot what. And they'd say, go over and get some, you know.
Out of your garden, right?
Yeah, so I'd go over and bring them some leaves off of my broccoli, and we mm-hmm. substituted that.
Oh, is that right? They never know the difference,
the
right?
What kind of vegetable is that? What kind of green is that now?
Never knew.
I've forgotten what it they call it.
Chard?
Yeah, it was some kind of chard, but it was pretty much like a
They would expect guylon. Bok choy. Oh, guylon.
Guylon, yeah, that's what it was. That's that green kind of stuff.
It's a green
like
stalk.
Like broccoli leaves.
Yes, that's
what
guylon would be very much like that.
So that's what I'd drop everything and run across the street and go and get them some of that.
Well, I got to say, you have quite a green thumb. Where did you learn? Did you learn as a girl in your family?
You don't learn any. You just do it. You don't have to learn it.
Oh. Well, I think you're being modest. You can stick it in the ground and it doesn't come up too well. Did you put fruit trees in the back of the store then?
No, that orange tree was there. That was all.
I see. So it only was vegetables.
It was nothing permanent, see, because we didn't expect to stay there permanently.
You didn't really, in any time, grow enough to feed the family.
It was just a supplement thing. I grew tomatoes and all, and melon, you know, winter melons and vegetables of different kinds. And, just for the fun of it. Though.
Back in the old days, did the children help you with the garden?
Nobody helped me.
That was your garden. Yeah.
Nobody was interested in it.
Yeah. Then when you got out here to this house, you started planting the trees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I planted trees first thing I got here.
Yeah. Young help you in that, or he just pretty much let you do
like
what
it.
You want?
Yeah.
He never did like to touch the farming, did he?
He does the housework, and I do the gardening.
That's the agreement, huh? Mighty nice of him. Did you begin to travel much, long trips? You've made some trips together, longer than, say, San Francisco or Los Angeles.
Oh, we used to go back east quite a bit. You see, he was a projectionist, see,
uh-huh.
and the projectionists have a, every 2 years they have a convention
uh-huh.
back in the Middle West, uh-huh. you know, in Chicago, St. Louis, all around in there, and every 2 years we would go,
uh-huh.
his outfit would send him, because none of the other fellows wanted to leave their jobs that long, because when we went, we usually went 3-4 weeks.
You would do more than just go to the convention. You'd be visiting.
Yeah, we'd go to the convention, then we'd go and visit different places, you know, people that we knew.
Uh-huh.
We would go to Chicago, and we would go to El Paso and all the places like mm-hmm. that. And also, when we would go back there, sometimes we would go to New York and up in Boston, Massachusetts, which we liked very much,
mm-hmm.
Florida. But we went every 2 years. We went for a long, long time, and then about 4 or 5 years ago, we went to Florida, to Hollywood mm-hmm. in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and then we haven't gone since.
Have you ever traveled very much outside of the United States?
No, we went over to England and France.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all. Taiwan, Hong Kong.
Taiwan to visit
Bangkok,
your...
Bangkok, Singapore.
Oh, that was a tour, but also to visit
Hawaiian
your sister.
Hawaiian Islands, we went several times.
Uh-huh. What's your impression of these places? Do you find them...
Mm-hmm.
Is there any place that you found more interesting than others, or is San Luis a pretty good place? Or?
No, we like it. I like Singapore.
Singapore.
Yeah, I like Singapore.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a hang for Hong Kong, but I like Taiwan.
Yeah. You've been to Taiwan how many times?
No, half a dozen times.
Half a dozen times, visiting your sister, especially. Mm-hmm. Has Young gone with you all those
Not
times?
Not all the time, no.
Yeah.
He's only been there once, come to think of it.
Oh.
I'd been going, and then he'd never taken the time off to go, and then this time,
yeah.
You see, my older brother had gone back to visit,
mm-hmm.
and he got married back there. He married this girl. She wasn't really a girl. She was in her 30s. She had escaped from communist China
uh-huh.
and come over to Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
And she made her way down to Hong Kong, and she belonged to Ma family.
Uh-huh.
And the Ma family, is just like all the other families in Hong Kong, have take care of their own people who escaped, managed to get to Hong Kong. See?
Mm-hmm.
So she got into Hong Kong to went to this Ma family place, and they kind of looked after her. And they arranged to... one of the Ma's, was going to Taiwan,
mm-hmm.
so he took her as one of his daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So she was working for him, taking care of her children, taking care of the children. You know how they do in China. You get somebody, and then you give them their board and room, and they'd help around the place. So he took her as his daughter into Taiwan. And she, all the time that she was escaping into Hong Kong, she and two other girls went together.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were in Hong Kong, you know, the men in this country go back to Hong Kong to find themselves a wife, because it's pretty hard for them to get a native born here to marry a Chinese from the old country.
Even in this modern time?
At that time, well, this has been 25, 30 years ago, about 30 years ago now.
Still kind of recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, while they were in Hong Kong, all these guys go over there looking for wives,
mm-hmm.
and her two friends
uh-huh.
all were chosen, see,
oh.
and then left her because she was older,
uh-huh.
for one thing.
Yes.
She was older, and she also had been married once before when she was young.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so she got over to there to this Ma family.
Uh-huh.
And this Ma family was a good friend of my sister's.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mrs. Ma was very close to Madam.
Mm.
And she...
was she part of the government, their family? The Ma family?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, she was the one, she was the girl who carried messages. It was a messenger between the government and the troops.
Mm-hmm.
And she would go back and forth through the company, through the lines, you know, that they were there. She's a pretty brave woman.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was when she was quite young, too.
Yes.
Well, anyway, this Mrs. Ma took Lana under her wing and took
mm-hmm.
care of her. She had a big home outside of Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she had given up ever getting to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead. Just checking.
Yeah.
I'm checking.
Because she was so old, nobody would marry her, or nobody wanted her because she was too old. So Mrs. Ma says, oh, we'll find somebody for you, don't worry. So so then my brother went over. He was pretty old. He was in his 60s, see.
This is the brother who was running the restaurant for a while?
No, he was the older brother.
Oh, another brother.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And her father, Carol's father.
I see. Which one is
Carol,
that?
Over there, the last one over.
In the white sweater?
Yeah.
Oh, a lovely girl.
Yeah. And
Carol then becomes your niece.
You know, so when Tom got over there, Pearl, my sister, you know,
yes.
said, oh, he said, this is an opportunity, see. So Mrs. Ma met him. She took him out to Mrs. Ma's, and Mrs. Ma says, oh, this is a pretty good deal. So So she invited him over for the evening or for dinner, whatever it was, mm-hmm. and so Lana could take a look at him, see. Uh-huh. So Lana took a look at him and said, so, guy's that old, maybe he's got a little something, you know, and some money or something he must have. So she says, oh, she'd marry him. So they had asked Tom, do you want to get married? Want to get a wife? Tom says, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Next thing you knew, he was married.
Pretty fast.
Yeah, right, yeah. Now. Well, anyway, he brought her over here, and she's the one who had been to Sunning. She knows about my father's family. In
Lana?
Sunning.
Yeah. Oh. Do you ask her very much about it, or?
Well, she doesn't know too much about it, except that it's a big family, and they're big village, big family. That's about all.
There are a lot of relatives.
Very well-to-do.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's still a lot of relatives back there then.
Evidently, yeah.
Yeah. Are you thinking of maybe going there this time on this trip?
No, nobody knows.
Well, that's an interesting story. It sounds like Carol, one of your favorite nieces, I guess.
She what?
Is Carol one of your favorite nieces, I guess?
She's the only one I got.
The only one you have, yeah.
She's the only one.
How old is she today?
Oh, she's now about 27, I guess.
Yeah, still a young woman.
Yeah.
Is she married?
No.
Not married yet, yes. I'd like to come back and ask you a little bit more now about Cal Poly, that activity. You say, I guess you folks are young, founded the club and got it started. What sort of activities in the early days did you folks do with the club?
Oh, I don't think there's much about that.
Yeah.
We were always included in different things for homecoming. We were always quite involved with homecoming.
Uh-huh.
That is in October, and that's for the old grads, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I see. And he,
yeah,
being an old grad would be,
yeah,
very involved.
That's when they want the old grads to come back, you know, and look at the new campus, and they honor them and all that. And every year they pick out five alumni to honor,
mm-hmm,
one from each school. See?
I see.
That's what they did. That's what they meeting. That's what the board meeting was today.
You decide for next,
yeah,
October.
They picked out five. They would pick out five, mm-hmm, today, and those are the those will be the five that will be honored at the homecoming in October.
Oh, see? What a nice process.
So,
probably a tough process sometimes to choose people.
Hmm?
A tough process to choose people sometimes.
Well, I don't know. I think that they have committees who recommend them, and I don't think there's any question about them.
I see, from the different schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are School of Architecture, School of Engineering, School of this and School of that. See,
yeah.
Five different classes.
Yeah, I didn't notice out there, but has Young been honored?
Yes, the whole family.
The whole family?
Yeah, well, there's three of them graduated, see.
Oh.
Helen graduated there, and Freddie was from Poly and Young.
So they've all, in their turn,
yeah,
been honored as alumni at Poly.
Yeah, in this new administration building, there's,
mm-hmm,
there's a room in their conference room, and they have three chairs there with their names on it.
Oh.
You know, the alumni, these grads, they contribute maybe, I've forgotten how much they contribute.
Yeah.
They were asked to contribute so that each chair has a grad's name on it, alumni's name on it. And they have three. Yeah.
You folks do a lot of fundraising for Poly? This and that?
No, they don't do no fundraising. Money is really just given to them.
Uh-huh.
They don't have any fundraising thing. As Poly as a whole, no.
Yeah, because
today, those kids, they just raise money for themselves,
yeah,
for the fun of it.
Most universities, I guess these days, they have the alumni out there fundraising to try to get extra money in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Poly doesn't do much of that.
Well, of course. Of course, they hope the alumni is going to come across.
I see.
And they do have fundraising for different things, though, as far as that goes.
But you folks don't
for
get
for the alumni, see.
But you folks don't get involved in asking other alumni to give or anything like that.
No,
yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. They have a regular office to do that.
When did this house kind of become almost a headquarters for the Chinese kids that were coming here also?
Well, you see, we organized the Chinese Students Association in the first place.
So did they meet here a lot then?
When they wanted to know something or wanted some advice, they came here.
Uh-huh.
So it just grew from one thing to another.
Did any of them ever stay here?
No. Yeah. No, they always have places out there.
Yeah. Who came up with the idea of having the lion dance? The lion dance, that's a big feature.
Oh, well, that lion dance business came about because the Chinese students had no way of, in the way of entertainment, you know how Chinese are.
Yeah.
Well, the Japanese club put on their, play their drums and put on dances and stuff like that, see. Well, the Mexican, Spanish club, they had, you know, Spanish dances and guitar things. But the Chinese club wanted to do something, but they had to hire somebody to entertain. So we got the idea, let's rent or borrow a lion and have a lion dance, see. So the fellow, not the fellow you met at the Shanghai now, but his father.
Uh-huh.
His father, or his grandfather.
Oh.
His grandfather.
Yes.
His grandfather is. Well, anyway, he belonged to a hop singer or something like that in Los Angeles. He's a big shot down there.
Uh-huh.
And so he said, he would get it for us. He would borrow one from them. They had a couple of them down there. He said, we'll borrow one for you. So, okay, he borrowed it all right. We went down and got it, you know, and brought it home. And, gee, they had a lot of fun with it. They had a parade, fiesta parade, I guess it was, and they had it in the parade, and they did something else on them. Then we took it back. Yeah, then you take it back, see. Okay, you borrowed it from the club, you take it back, you have to give them a donation or something.
Yeah, that's,
so you
that's
give
the way
them
it's
donation.
Done. Yeah.
Okay, then the next time, we borrowed it. We couldn't get that one because they, another time we needed it because they had loaned it to someone else. So they said, somebody said, Chinese hospital in San Francisco has one that they will loan you. So we got in touch with San Francisco and they said, yeah, they'd loan it to us. And but what they loaned us was just a little bitty one.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got a it was a little kid one, so we had to, so the boys took my nephew, he was only a little guy, maybe 11, 12 years old, and put him through a few paces with it, you know, and of course, you know, it wasn't very satisfactory. So then we borrowed it once again. Another place in San Francisco loaned us one, a good one, see. So I said, well, this is stupid. We borrow it, we have to go get it, we use it, we have to take it back. You know, I said, it's kind of stupid. So I told Pop, I said, why don't you make a deal with these kids and let's buy one? Because Pop always liked it, see. And
it was kind of his idea to start with it.
Dance,
yeah,
see?
Yeah.
So I said, why don't you make a deal with these kids and tell them that if they will raise half the money, half the price of a lion head, you meet it with it, you match it. And we'll buy one for the, you know, to use here. So by gosh, they did. So they they found out it would cost about $500, see, mm-hmm. to get one from Hong Kong. So they raised it $250 having dinners, you mm-hmm. know, starting this dinner thing.
Was that why the dinner thing started, this New Year's dinner thing and so on?
Well, I think we were doing that before.
You were doing it already.
Yeah, that's why we wanted something for entertainment, see. Uh-huh. And so they raised enough money, and so Pop matched it, and they bought this thing, and gee, it was a big success. So they've had that ever since.
Yeah.
And now they've got 3-4 of them. They use them 2 at a time, see.
How about participating in the Poly Royal? I guess did that start from the beginning, that you do to sell the food or something like that?
You mean we?
The Chinese Students Club.
Oh, no, all the school clubs participate in it. Well, you saw it today.
Yeah.
All the Filipino, Japanese, Chinese, all those clubs.
So practically in the first year they got started doing that.
They what?
In the first year practically they got started doing that. In the first year of their, when they formed the club, they were already doing it.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't think they had this kind of thing all this time. Before it was just, they had horse shows, mm-hmm. races, stuff of that sort.
I read somewhere that you folks were also young, I guess, involved in getting the tradition of the Poly Royal Queen started, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. His idea again?
Well, that was the very first Poly Royal. Gus Beck, it was his idea to do it.
Gus Beck.
Yeah. But Young, then Young took over the events. Mm-hmm. He organized the races and foot races and all that kind of stuff, you know, that they had. Well, he was in charge of that. Uh-huh. And then they wanted to have a queen. So we knew this girl.
Uh-huh.
And she went to high school. It was all boys' school at Poly. Uh-huh. And
I see.
We knew all this right. girl. See, she's a very nice-looking girl. Mm-hmm. So Pop and I asked her if she would want to be queen. Oh, gee, she was tickled to death. Then how much they had? They had $35. He gave Pop $35 to work, mm-hmm. see, to organize all this stuff for prizes mm-hmm. and everything. So no money to buy a crown. How are you going to crown a queen without a crown? So we took an old cake box and cut a crown.
You folks
made
that.
The crown, and then we put glue on it and sprinkle a shiny stuff on it. She still lives in Morro Bay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me come back to the Chinese kids a bit. Do you keep contact with them after they graduate from Poly?
Some of them, yeah.
Do they come back?
Some of them.
When did they start calling you Mom and Pop? About
long, long time ago.
Yeah. Another thing I'd like to ask, I guess, anything else about Poly you might want to mention?
No, well, we had maybe talking about grads.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, we had a reunion of the Chinese grads.
From all the way back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite a good successful thing. They had about 100 people.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Where did they come from?
All over.
Even maybe from Asia?
No, not that far.
Mm-hmm.
But up and down the coast and back in the Middle West, you know.
Yeah.
We had quite a few. And we had, it was during Poly, let's see, Poly Royal, I guess it was, or Homecoming, I forgot, one or the other. But anyway, they couldn't find a place to stay, they couldn't find a place to meet, and they were going to have a picnic, and so one of the boys called me up. And they said, we're going to have a potluck. Square. And I said, well, why do you want a potluck? So they said, well, everything is all filled up. We can't get in anywhere. And so I said, oh, forget that. I'll find something. And so I finally got him a place to have dinner,
mm-hmm.
out at the Avila Bay Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was very nice. We had a very nice time. You know, that piece of jade on top of the fireplace.
Yes,
there,
I saw that.
That's, they
fact,
gave me that, you know.
Is that part of that event?
Yeah.
Lovely piece.
Those Chinese grads, yeah.
Oh, marvelous.
They gave me that because they were so happy.